Happy Thursday, everyone. Today is February 25th, 2021, and welcome to Today in Sports History, the podcast that will make you the most interesting person at the water cooler, guaranteed. Without any further ado, let's get started. In 1933, Thomas Yawkey purchases the Boston Red Sox. Staying in Boston in 1941, the Boston Bruins set a then-NHL record of a 23-game unbeaten streak. They went 15-0-8 during that stretch. In 1957, the United States Supreme Court decides 6-3 that baseball is the only antitrust-exempt pro sport. In 1962, Wilt Chamberlain of the NBA Philadelphia Warriors scores 67 points versus the New York Knicks for the second year in a row. 2 years later, in 1964, then Cassius Clay, later known as Muhammad Ali, wins his first world heavyweight boxing title when Sonny Liston fails to come out for round 7 at the Convention Center in Miami Beach, Florida. In 1969, pension plans for baseball players is agreed upon. In 1981, the NHL has its most penalized game between the Boston Bruins and the Minnesota North Stars. There were 84 penalties, totaling 392 minutes. Also in 1981, the Executive Board of Baseball Players Association votes unanimously to strike on May 29th if the issue of free agent compensation remains unresolved. In 1987, Lamar Hoyt is banned from baseball for the year of 1987 due to drug abuse. In 1989, Mike Tyson TKOs Frank Bruno in the fifth round for the heavyweight boxing title. In 1991, Bruce McNeil, Wayne Gretzky, and John Candy buy the CFL's Toronto Argonauts. In 1993, the Florida Marlins introduce their mascot, Billy. And lastly, in 2019, James Harden's scoring streak of games with at least 30 points ends at 32, as he scores only 28 points in the Rockets' 119-111 win over Atlanta and Houston. It's the second longest mark in NBA history. We'll be right back with our deep dive segment. Thanks for sticking around and welcome to our deep dive segment. For today's deep dive, we're going to be looking at a man who's undisputed the best boxer of all time. A man who was so controversial just for his statements that many deemed him a threat to the American way of life. A man who found religion and was born in the name of Cassius Clay, but changed it to the world-renowned Muhammad Ali. Now, because his story is so epic and so detailed and so lengthy, we're going to focus on the start of his professionalism to what we discussed earlier, the anniversary of his first heavyweight title. And as we move through our year, we'll find other times to finish talking about his career due to just the immense length of his career. Cassius Clay made his professional boxing debut on October 29th, 1960, winning a 6-round decision over Tunie Hunsaker. From then until the end of 1963, Clay amassed a record of 19-0 with 15 wins by knockout. Those early fights weren't without their hiccups, though. Clay was knocked down by both Sonny Banks and Henry Cooper. In the Cooper fight, Clay was floored by a left hook at the end of round 4 and was saved by the bell, going on to win in the predicted 5th round due to Cooper's severely cut eye. The fight with Doug Jones on March 13, 1963 was Clay's toughest fight during this stretch. The number 2 and 3 heavyweight contenders, respectively, Clay and Jones fought on Jones' home turf at New York's Madison Square Garden. Jones staggered Clay in the first round, and the unanimous decision for Clay was greeted with boos, and a rain of debris was thrown into the ring. Watching on closed-circuit TV, heavyweight champ Sonny Liston quipped that if he fought Clay, he might get locked up for murder. The fight was later named Fight of the Year by The Ring magazine. In each of these fights, Clay vocally belittled his opponents and vaunted his abilities. He called Jones an ugly little man and Cooper a bum. He said he was embarrassed to get in the ring with Alex Medef and claimed that Madison Square Garden was too small for me. His provocative and outlandish behavior in the ring was inspired by professional wrestler Gorgeous George Wagner. Ali stated in a 1969 interview with the Associated Press's Herbert Mitzel that he met with Gorgeous George in Las Vegas in 1961 and that the wrestler inspired him to use wrestling jargon when he did interviews. By late 1963, Clay had become the top contender for Sonny Liston's title. The fight was set for February 25, 1964, in Miami Beach. Liston was an intimidating personality, a dominating fighter with a criminal past and ties to the mob. Based on Clay's uninspired performance against Jones and Cooper in his previous two fights, and Liston's destruction of former heavyweight champion Floyd Patterson in two first-round knockouts, Clay was a 7-1 underdog. Despite this, Clay taunted Liston during the pre-fight buildup, dubbing him the Big Ugly Bear, and stating, "Liston even smells like a bear," as well as claiming, "After I beat him, I'm going to donate him to the zoo." Clay turned the pre-fight weigh-in into a circus, shouting at Liston that someone is going to die at ringside tonight. Clay's pulse rate was measured at 120 beats per minute, more than double his normal 54. Many of those in attendance thought Clay's behavior stemmed from fear, and some commentators wondered if he would show up for the bout. The outcome of the fight was a major upset. At the opening bell, Liston rushed at Clay, seemingly angry and looking for a quick knockout. However, Clay's superior speed and mobility enabled him to elude Liston, making the champion miss and look awkward. At the end of the first round, Clay opened up his attack and hit Liston repeatedly with jabs. Liston fought better in round two, but at the beginning of the third round, Clay hit Liston with a combination that buckled his knees and opened a cut under his left eye. This was the first time Liston had ever been cut. At the end of round four, Clay was returning to his corner when he began experiencing blinding pain in his eyes and asked his trainer, Angelo Dundee, to cut off his gloves. Dundee refused. It has been speculated that the problem was due to an ointment used to seal Liston's cuts, perhaps deliberately applied by his corner to his gloves. Though unconfirmed, boxing historian Bert Sugar said that two of Liston's opponents also complained about their eyes burning. Despite Liston's attempts to knock out a blinded Clay, Clay was able to survive the fifth round until sweat and tears rinsed the irritation from his eyes. In the sixth, Clay dominated, hitting Liston repeatedly. Liston did not answer the bell for the seventh round, and Clay was declared the winner by TKO. Liston stated that the reason he quit was an injured shoulder. Following the win, a triumphant Clay rushed to the edge of the ring and, pointing to the ringside press, shouted, "Eat your words." He added, "I'm the greatest. I shook up the world. I'm the prettiest thing that ever lived." At ringside post-fight, Clay appeared unconvinced that the fight was stopped due to a Liston shoulder injury, saying that the only injury Liston had was an open eye, a big cut eye. When told by Joe Louis that the injury was a left arm thrown out of its socket, Clay stated, "Yeah, swinging at nothing, who wouldn't?" In winning this fight at the age of 22, Clay became the youngest boxer to take the title from a reigning heavyweight champ. However, Floyd Patterson remained the youngest to win the heavyweight championship, doing so at the age of 21 during an elimination bout following Ricky Marciano's retirement. Mike Tyson broke both records in 1986 when he defeated Trevor Burbrick to win the heavyweight title at age 20. Soon after the Liston fight, Clay changed his name to Cassius X, and then later to Muhammad Ali upon converting to Islam and affiliating with the Nation of Islam. Ali then faced a rematch with Liston scheduled for May 1965 in Lewiston, Maine. It had been scheduled for Boston the previous November, but was postponed for 6 months due to Ali's emergency surgery for a hernia 3 days before. The fight was controversial. Midway through the first round, Liston was knocked down by a difficult-to-see blow the press dubbed a phantom punch. Referee Jersey Joe Welcott did not begin the count immediately after the knockdown, as Ali refused to retreat to a neutral corner. Liston rose after he'd been down for about 20 seconds, and the fight momentarily continued. However, a few seconds later, Walcott, having been informed by timekeepers that Liston had been down for a count of 10, stopped the match and declared Ali the winner by knockout. The entire fight lasted less than 2 minutes. It has since been speculated that Liston purposely dropped to the ground. Proposed motivations include threats on his life from the Nation of Islam, that he had bet against himself, and that he took a dive to pay off debts. Slow motion replays show that Liston was jarred by a chopping right from Ali, although it is unclear whether the blow was a genuine knockout punch. And like I said, that's going to pause our story on Muhammad Ali. So we want to thank you for joining us in this episode and hope to have you back for many more. Please don't forget to subscribe to us however you're listening to us, and follow and like us on all social media. We can be found at Sport History Pod. Again, that's at Sport History Pod. Thank you to Jason Shaw of Audionautics for the introduction music, and Laura Robin, our script editor and director. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.